Gosh, guys, I feel underdressed.
Well, you should.
Just kidding, whenever I was campaigning for the CAD board, I was forcing.
Can't go wrong.
John, do you bring pickles?
Oh, no, that's the real meeting.
That's the important part. Where are our pickles?
Yeah, actually, I've got 7 pounds made up.
What?
I'm meaning to tease, but, yeah. No, they're really, I have some gallon jars and then I've got a whole bunch of them jars.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, the garden kept putting them out.
Yep, I know.
Remember, it's right.
Yeah, and.
I grew up where my mom, she did peaches, she made everything. I mean, she pickled everything.
I love it.
She was good at it.
It's so easy. Yeah, it's just time consuming.
It is time consuming.
But it's easy.
What was that if you have?
Yeah.
A lot of vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I talked to her.
I love it. You can post it.
Good call, our meeting to order at this time. I want to welcome everyone for coming out tonight. Appreciate you being here. And would everybody stand for the invocation and the pledge of allegiance, please? Our dear kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee this evening, we thank thee for the opportunity to gather together with the citizens here in Johnson County. Thankful for this board and for Jeff and Matthew, Brittany and Amy, and all that contribute to helping to make things move as smoothly as possible. Bless our efforts tonight and things that we will do that they will be pleasing unto thee. Bless our country and those who fight for us and keep us free. We say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Hi, technical difficulties.
Okay.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Be seated. Brittany, did anybody sign up?
Okay.
That's good. Okay, so I don't think we have any mayors or dignitaries here tonight that we recognize. So, and since we have no public communication, if you'll excuse us, we're going to go into an executive session pursuant to section 551.071. And as soon as we're through with that, we'll come back and reconvene. Thank you.
Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Okay. Well, thanks for your patience. Appreciate it.
I Okay, we're going to reconvene this meeting, and we appreciate your patience. Mr. Trammell, who headed up the committee to find us a new chief appraiser, would you like to give us an update that you can share with the people here, please, and speak loud?
Yep, I get it. Okay. We initiated the recruitment for a new chief appraiser on July 9th, and the final interviews were completed on October 11th. So it took us about 94 days to get through this formal process. The total number of candidates that were contacted about this is 95. We contacted 95 people about this opportunity. And then we actually presented a formal request to 42 of those candidates. Out of the 42, 16 candidates expressed interest in the position. And then we received actually 10 resumes were received by Mackenzie Eason. I didn't mention that, but it's important for you guys to know. We hired a recruiting firm to do this search, a professional recruiting firm to do the search. And I must say, we are literally delighted with the process and the result from that. So we had first round interviews that several of us participated in. And I especially want to thank Ms. Tina White, who's on the subcommittee to recruit a new chief appraiser. And also Peter Svensson was on that subcommittee, and Brandon Potts. But also Mr. Jeff Law, our interim chief appraiser, acted as a technical expert for us. And so that way he could interpret, you know, the technical issues that we were discussing. And then for Mackenzie Eason, Darren George was the representative. He was the one who designed the search. So we really appreciate all of that participation. So finally, we selected three finalists that were advanced to the final stage of the evaluation. And the search committee was unanimous in selecting the top finalist. Preliminary negotiations have already been conducted, and a conditional agreement has been reached, subject to full board approval. So the chosen finalist has deep experience in property appraisal and district operations, 26 years experience. He also has a proven record of leadership within the public sector, strong communication and stakeholder management abilities, and importantly, a strategic understanding of both operational efficiency and community service. So we are very, very confident that this finalist, Mr. Mitch Fast, represents the very strongest possible fit for Johnson County. And so with that, I will make a motion to approve Mitch Fast as our new chief appraiser for Johnson County Central Appraisal District.
I got a first with Mr. What's your name, Trey? And Mr. Woods, we got a second. So all in favor, raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. So congratulations to and for those of you that are present, before we adjourn, we want to tell you that we're united in this decision. We're very pleased to have Mr. Fast as our new chief appraiser. Congratulations.
Peter, do we want to invite Mr. Fast to the microphone in the event sure. that he'd like to address?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The other folks in the room, are you prepared? Of course he's prepared.
We're always prepared.
Is this your official acceptance?
Yeah, well, he has
the
to
microphone
accept.
Should be on.
Let's see if he accepts. How does it sound?
It's not on. There's no mic. It's not going to work.
You can tell.
There's a turn-on switch somewhere.
How about now?
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Well, I would just like to offer my appreciation for the board's consideration of my candidacy. And it's very pleasing to hear the support that they're offering me as I undertake this new position. I will plan on doing the best I can by implementing a mission statement along the lines of providing equal and uniform appraisal values based on the local market with an emphasis on customer service, conducted in a fair and professional environment. Hopefully this appraisal district can be successful in that regard under my leadership. And I'm hopeful that I'll have a long-term as being a part of this organization. I appreciate y'all's confidence in it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fast.
Thank you.
We're going to have a ceremonial signing of the contract.
Yes.
As well.
If you want to come up here right now.
No pressure. Wow.
Unless you have a pen you want to sign with.
Right.
We're excited.
Yeah, President once saw that.
And David.
It's refreshing. And thank you, Mr. Loss, for helping us out. And for Brittany. And Brittany.
Absolutely.
Okay, is there anything we need to talk about for the next agenda, which I think is November the 12th, correct? For the next meeting? November the
13th.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Okay. We're adjourned.